Do you remember your first resume? The one you typed up when you went out to get your first real job? If you went job searching before the computer revolution, you probably had it printed up at a type shop or copy center. If you looked for your first job after personal computers showed up on everyone's desk, you most likely created it on screen and printed it out on your laser printer. Regardless of how you created it, your first paragraph probably read something like this. I am endeavoring to find a uniquely creative opportunity with a successful and forward-thinking company where I can utilize my skills to their fullest potential and find significant opportunities for both professional advancement and personal fulfillment. Okay, I'm sure your statement of objective differed slightly from my recreation, but not by much. And my point still stands. Most first-time resumes are written for the job seeker, not for the person who really matters, the person making the hiring decision. Regardless of how many times your grandmother told you you're the most important human being on the entire planet, the person reading the resume couldn't care less about who you are or what you want. He is only interested in how well you will fill the open position and meet his needs. If you're looking for a job at a large company, then a division head or a worker in the human resources department will probably read your resume. And do you think those people care how much you want to become a copywriter, copy machine salesman, or accounting clerk? Of course not. They just want to find someone with all the qualifications the company is looking for who can start work immediately. Most importantly, the people reading your resume are looking for someone who can make them look good. They want their supervisors to compliment them for the good hire so that they can enjoy their own opportunities for advancement. Your career path is the last thing on their minds, except in terms of how it will affect and enhance their own goals. That's important enough to repeat. Your career is unimportant to them, except as it affects theirs. If you're applying to a smaller or more entrepreneurial company, the owner, a partner, or the chief financial officer will most likely review your document. These individuals care most about whether you can start making money for them right away. Small business owners and entrepreneurs are much more interested in your attitude and ability than in your interests, desires, hopes, or dreams. Once again, the message that matters most is what you are going to do for them, not what they're going to do for you. So what will make a difference? How can you break the seemingly endless chain of ineffective resumes and cut through the clutter to increase the chance that your job application won't end up in the "Don't call us, we'll call you" file alongside so many others? To find out, I spoke to University of Miami professor Mark Levitt. Mark was a successful advertising agency owner in New York until he traded the subway for the sunshine and moved to South Florida. Today, Mark teaches advertising and marketing and works with hundreds of students. Although his job description says that he teaches them about his former industry, he spends a lot more of his time trying to prepare his students for their first all-important job search. Mark believes that the only statements worth making in a resume's first paragraph promise readers that you will save them time, effort, or money, or that you will make them money. Everything else, he says, is superfluous. The person reading the resume doesn't look at a student's job search the way the student does. They're scanning the document for keywords, signaling the applicant understands why they're being hired and what's expected of them. If they find that, then they'll go on to look at the applicant's specific qualifications. If they don't find it in the application, then the resume goes directly to the circular file. To misquote the late President John F. Kennedy, state not what your company can do for you, state what you can do for your company. Mark points out that because of the vast volume of resumes most employers receive, the task isn't always to find the best applicant in the bunch, but instead to winnow the pile of applications to a moderately manageable stack. Anything that gives the screener an excuse to cull an applicant's letter or resume will be used to eliminate it. Of course, typos are the kiss of death, Mark says. But so are misaligned objectives, poorly communicated experiences, and non-specific statements. The folks reading these documents are ruthlessly efficient. Remember that their job is to find the best applicant, not to give everyone a fair hearing, and it's most certainly not to hire you. Thanks to helping his students write thousands of resumes and then tracking their successes and failures, Mark believes the ultimate resume objective statement reads something like this. Being a successful, specific position title here, is the most important thing in the world to me. I will work 24/7 and do everything in my power to save you time, money, and effort, and prove worthy of the confidence you have shown in me. I guarantee that you will not be disappointed. Students almost never put themselves in the shoes of their potential employers, Mark laments. If they did, I'm sure they would approach the whole job search activity with a very different attitude. What I mostly see, even from bright, concerned students, is that they try to truly express themselves in their resumes. What they don't realize is that a resume is the wrong place to be yourself. Instead, it's the opportunity to be what the employer wants you to be. I'm not suggesting that my students should lie or even exaggerate. Remember that in today's world, confirmation of a job prospect's former employment and education is only a mouse click away. What students need to do is look at their job search materials less as an opportunity to tell the world who they are, and more as the chance to tell a potential employer what they can do for them. That's what gets kids hired.